Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Minutes, where the babble never ends.
This week's podcast was sponsored by Serenity Yarns. Gorgeous hand-painted yarns, handmade needles, amazing stitch markers, and knitting bags. You can find Serenity Yarns at serenityboutique.etsy.com. Go to your happy place. By One Planet Yarn and Fiber, a unique global marketplace featuring fantastic yarn, fibers, spindles, and patterns, created by talented fiber artisans. Check out this website at oneplanetyarnandfiber.com. By Actual Size Creations, specializing in handmade knitting bags and accessories for the stylish knitter. Knitting messenger bags in fun and funky fabrics for every project and any occasion. Visit her wonderful online store at valuetree.etsy.com. And by Mystical Vibes, home of the fantastic, whimsical, and adorable soy candles, tarts, and wax dip bears created by Danielle Martin. Visit her online store and scent of the month candles at mysticalvibes.com. This month's scent is warm cinnamon roll with vanilla icing. Yum. This week's episode is called Cold Balls. No, I'm not talking about snowballs, or alluding to my poor husband caught outside in below freezing temperatures. No, I'm talking about those neglected balls of yarn that get pushed aside when new acquisitions arrive. This is especially true in situations where you have startitis, where you just can't stop starting every new project that you see. If you've ever had this experience, it's a bit like those fancy but unlabeled boxes of chocolates. You are so excited to try one, but once you do, you get one you don't quite like, or it's just not great. So you take another bite, then another, and another, ending up with an empty box of chocolates and a puffed out belly. Ugh. At least with yarn balls, you miss the belly part. But the puffing up of your yarn stash is a side effect that you may not exactly have wanted. Speaking of puffing up stashes, I went to the annual You'll Love It Super Bowl sale on Sunday, and I was pretty good. There were a few things I could have put back, like the Haiku knitting book, but I do love it, or the 16-inch size 6 Addies, or the skein of Furry Yarns 50-50 Angora wool in deep reds and fuchsias. But besides that, I only got two skeins of Lamb's Pride and Le Grand Mohair, a skein of Cascade 220 Superwash for a helmet liner, and two skeins of Medeal Kid Seda in a luscious pale aqua for the Wicked sweater. The first year I went absolutely crazy. All that yarn was 39% off. Whoa. I was dizzy with thoughts of desire. This year, I tried to remember all that I had in my stash closet, after my hello stashing and organizing from last month's podcast, and not so much about the thought of that I had everything to buy. Just in case. I always have that just in case feeling. Well, before we go into the good stuff, why don't you go and grab some of your cold balls, your nip of choice, put your feet up, and let's go.
My week and my week projects.
My week in projects has again been slightly more than I can handle. In knitting news, I finished design number 3 for One Planet Yarn and Fiber, and now halfway done with number 4. I'm enjoying it very much, but the feeling of the deadline is a bit stressful, and I'm really hoping that this project which is my biggest and most complicated yet, will be worth it. I never know until it's completely done. Please wish me luck on this. If you've read my blog recently, you've read that the January 2007 issue of Yarn Market News Magazine wrote a tiny line about my podcast, saying that Sleepy Eyes Knits feels like an oral rave with house music and knit tales spun by Gina House. I was extremely excited about this mention, even though it was so small. I want to thank Lisa for mentioning this to me and also being so generous. She sent me her copy. Thanks so much. What else have I been up to? Well, taking that Argyle sock glass, more on that later, on the seacoast, and designing a pattern or two for my lovely and sweet friend Heather of Serenity.com. We're doing something very cool together that I can tell you about next podcast. Besides the socks and designs, I've left my wavy scarf from Knitty out in the cold. Poor cold balls. And all of my other 10 UFOs. I am determined to finish all 10, plus many more projects this year. We'll see. But those 10, see my blog for that list, are ones that I just want to get finished and done and completely off my mind. They've been hanging around forever. Plus, they're wonderful, and I just need some motivation to finish them. The rest of the time, I've been taking care of Ben, housework, sleeping and eating, and if I wasn't doing any of those things, I've been dyeing fiber. Oh, God. I've had a few pounds of undyed fiber in my closet for months. I've been too scared to do anything with it. I've dyed lots of sock yarn before, so I don't know why I was feeling such hesitation over the fiber. But it was a combination of a nice chat Heather and I had with the woman at Spinning Group, I wish I could remember her name, and the inspiration of my spin to knit pal, Kaylee, of spinayarnforyou, E-W-E, .blogspirit.com, that got me to try it. The woman at Spinning said she had such an easy time dyeing fiber in the crock pot. Genius! Here is generally what she said. Number one. Put 1 cup of water and a glug of white vinegar into your crock pot. Place 1 coil of fiber at the bottom, sprinkle some dye powder over it, dry, and whatever you may like in whatever way. Place another coil and some more powder. Continue until the fiber fills the pot. Fill with water to cover your fiber, add another glug of vinegar, put on low overnight, and when you wake up, you've got perfectly dyed and steamed fiber. Turn the pot off, let the fiber cool completely. In my experience, it takes at least a couple of hours. Generally, squeeze out all the excess water, which should be clear with all the dye exhausted. Place in a lingerie bag and put it on the spin-only cycle of your washing machine. Lay flat to dry completely. I did 5 experiments with this process, changing this and changing that. I'm going to blog my findings as a mini tutorial sometime in the next week or so. I've had so much fun doing this, and every time has come out great. Most have come out fantastic. I am addicted to dyeing. At this point, my husband Ian puts his hand over his eyes and starts to swoon into death. He's such a weirdo. Kaylee, my pal, has not only been dyeing, but spinning up the most beautiful fiber. You really have to check out her blog. I look forward to it every day. She's inspired me to just get up the courage and dye, and her fibers are amazing. I am so lucky to have gotten her as my pal. I've been having the best time getting to know her. If this whole dyeing process sounds interesting, you should give it a try. I'd love to see your finished fibers. You can check mine out on my blog. The first 4 batches were either in Superwash Merino or Tissa Silk and Merino. Since then, I've dyed New Zealand 17 micron count wool and a cotton lamb's wool blend. I've named these 7 bats: Midnight Rendezvous, Lemon Lime Spritzer, Blushing Tulips, Tanzanite, Broccoli Greens, Mediterranean Sunset, and Blueberry Pie. Believe me, you will love doing this. And if you don't spin, you could sell the hand-dyed fibers or do the same process for some undyed yarn skeins. It's just really fun, and I think you'll have a good time doing it. So, here's a tune that's perfect for today's theme. This is Cold Wind by Mossback. Wow. New stuff. So, I've got a couple of new things for this week. One is the knitting novel, The Knitting Circle by Anne Hood, and the other is Phoenix Bess. The Knitting Circle surprised me with this content. I mean, yes, it featured aspects of knitting and women knitting. That much was clear from the back cover. But it was a very sad book. It was very well written and interesting, but sad and somewhat depressing. It was more of a book about how the process of knitting changed and supported the lives of all the women in the knitting circle, compared to the premise of some of the knitting novels out there that are a story on their own with just the characters knitting here and there. This book was serious, and every single woman had a major issue to deal with, but had its moments of issues being resolved and some hopes renewed. Personally, I have a hard time with novels that are too sad. they negatively impact me instead of enhancing my overall mental health. If you don't find something deep and moving, then you should definitely read this book. If you want something joyful and funny, then take the book out from last week, Knitting Under the Influence. Next time, I'll talk about the Friday Night Knitting Circle, or Club. I'm sorry, I can't even remember. Another book that I highly recommend, which has only a little bit of knitting in it, but is a wonderful read, is The Birth House by Amy McKay. I loved this. If you saw the new Vogue knitting magazine, you might have noticed the article about 14-year-old knitting designer named Phoenix Bess. She's not only a designer, but a model, dancer, and actress. Whoa. One of the knitters at the Island Pond Spinning Group, one of my Friday night treats when I'm able, was knitting one of her designs, the Queen Anne's lace tunic. As soon as I saw the white, shimmering, beaded, soft as a baby's bottom sweater, I knew I had to make it. I bought the pattern online right away, and I'm in the process of saving up for the yarn. Thank you, Nancy, for your help in finding the yarn. Not sure if I'll be able to get it, though. Each skein of the fabulous Tilly Thomas yarn used for this pattern is upwards of $22 to $39 each. And for the largest size, which I need to encase my bountiful bosom, 10 skeins is required, at least. You can find the link to this pattern on my blog. It's so beautiful. Hey, Ian, just a note here. The website that sells this yarn offers gift certificates. Hint, hint. Okay. I forgot one last thing in the new stuff topic. Jen of the Red Curls blog, blog.red-curls.com, got a Jordana Page knitter satchel, and I fell in love with it. It's just awesome. It features a circular needle holder, tons of pockets, feet at the bottom, removable zipper pouch, zipper and outside pockets, and circlets for keeping your yarn from tangling. I have 4 favorite knitting bags at the moment: my Actual Size Creations bag, my Jackie bag, my Serenity bag, and my Mr. Fish bag, patterned by the lovely Kimberly of thegivingflower.de. I like to be able to change around depending on my mood. The knitter satchel would be a perfect addition to my bag collection. So, how many bags do you have for knitting? Are they grocery and throwaway bags, or those middle ground bags that are perfect for anything you do in your life? Or the more expensive, especially for knitting bags? If anyone has a Jordana Page satchel that they don't want anymore and is still in good condition, do you want to trade for my blue Vera Bradley bag with the many pockets? Or a bag of yummy yarn or hand-dyed fiber or something? Just let me know. Okay, while I cool off from my heated excitement over yarn and bags, want to hear another frosty song? Here is Michael the Girl with Cold.
Oh,
Yarn gasm.
My yarn gasm for this week is Lana's Puris Melosa, hand-painted merino wool from Uruguay. I received the hibiscus colorway in pinks and reds from One Planet Yarn and Fiber this week, and it's wonderful. I have a secret plan for this yarn. It's very similar to Malabrigio, single ply, with great yardage, 215 yards, and it's sinfully soft. The colorways are amazing, too. I fell in love with the orchid, which is in purples, and the mountain sky, which is in light blues and grays. These are the next on my list. There is an adorable new pattern on the One Planet Yarn and Fiber website using this yarn. It's called the Cabo Hoodie. It's for kids, and it's adorable. Check out the link on my blog. I may have to make this for Ben at some point, since he's totally outgrown his wallaby, and I'll have to do that after I'm done with Tim's sweater. I'm determined to finish knitting it before the winter is over. He'll wear that thing at least once, damn it. Did I tell you that he's been wearing the insubordinate monster hat, the gray alpaca mittens, and the mountain colors, ruby river socks that I knit him every single time he goes out in the cold? Oh my goodness, I am so lucky.
Oh crap, friggin' knitting.
Last week's friggin' knitting was temporarily replaced by the What Would Jackie Do segment. I've been lax in getting Jackie to come over here to answer questions. And since I've got a recorder on my laptop, and we both got little kitties at home, well, that's on hold for now. I know she has answers. I know she does. I don't know if I was a bit nuts at the time, but I thought it was amazingly funny, since Amanda had found the What Would Jackie Do book the day before, and I had no friggin' knitting to talk about. As soon as I said I had no friggin' knitting, guess what? I got some! As I mentioned briefly a few minutes ago, Jackie and I are taking an Argyle sock class in Portsmouth, New Hampshire at the Yarn Basket. This store is amazingly small in size, but big in heart and yarn quality. If you read my blog recently, you pretty much know what's been going on there. We arrived slightly unprepared due to the fact that our instructions lacked a few details. We were supposed to wind our bobbins, those weird plastic doohickeys that looked to me like paper clips gone wrong, with yarn for our two skeins, two in each of the three colors, plus four long pieces for the cross lines. So a half an hour or more was spent doing that. Then I take a look at the chart. So, you know, I've read plenty of charts before, many in fact, but this one looked very alien and frightening to me. Maybe it was because the copy was very dark and smudgy, or that instead of colors for the sock, it was extremely unidentifiable with marks and zeros and X's. I couldn't understand it for the life of me. I kept sneaking peeks at the woman next to me, who strangely enough had one and a half socks already done the first night of class. She had a color chart for her work, and as I looked at it, it suddenly started to make sense. The first 10 rows were like torture. I don't know how Jackie and I made it through without killing each other, or that woman next to me. If you've ever had 6 bobbins and 4 64 lengths of yarn hanging from 1 inch or less of your knitted fabric, you know the pain we were going through. I kept saying to Jackie, "Whose idea was this again?" And it was, of course, mine. I had to tink numerous times to my utter frustration, and I began thinking of ways I could grab the finished sock from the lady next to me and claim it was mine. But no, I wasn't going to pass to the dark side. The teacher, Jay, could not have been more patient, helpful, and understanding. It was inspiring to see all of the Argyle socks she'd knit before, and her encouraging words made me keep going. One row at a time was the mantra. After that 10 rows, I have to say that I started to understand it more and more. And actually, it became bearable. And dare I say, fun. Jackie and I left feeling energized about the project, though Jackie was hoping to find a better yarn. Hers ended up being much too thin. And we talked all the way home, so much that we ended up in Massachusetts for a bit. Jackie quickly got us going in the right direction. We ate dinner at Olive Garden. Yum, knit on our hats, and laughed all the way home. It was a great night. The next morning, it seemed like I was possessed by the Argyle devil. I couldn't wait to work on it more. I think I finished the whole leg that day and the entire sock the next day, adding my own solid striped toe combo. I'm very happy with the way it came out, though the seaming of the pattern leg could have been better. I just sewed it up in the back, and I think you were supposed to do mattress stitch. I think I'll take Denise's advice and add an extra stitch on each end of the neck sock so that the seaming will be neater and easier. Thanks, Denise. So I have that one more sock to finish and two more classes, so hopefully I will get that done. To ease out of friggin' knitting, I have a little riddle for you from Carol. She says, how do you catch a unique rabbit? How? Unique up on it. How do you catch a tame one? Tame way. All right, I thought that was cute. In the new book, Knit One Haiku Two by Maria Fire, a small but touching journey of a woman's life, knitting, and poetry, she writes this haiku, which has stayed with me since I read it. Yarn looping in yarn, tactile and magical like two sticks make a fire. I want to end with that thought, and also a reminder to seek out your cold balls of yarn, or your cool coils of fiber, or your pretty put-away patterns, and discover their joy again. Dive into your stash, grab some needles, and turn those cold balls into a frenzy of fiery knitting. If you have any other new ideas, suggestions, jokes, or comments that you'd like to share, email me, Gina@yogagardennh.com, and we'll see what we can do to get your ideas on the podcast. You can find all pictures, links, and related podcast information on my super terrific rockin' blog, sleepyeyesknitting.blogspot.com. Please also take the time to visit my website at yogagardennh.com. Email me whenever you like. I would love to hear from you. This week's music was provided by the Pod Show Pod Safe Network. Check them out at music.podshow.com. Sadly, it's now the end of the podcast. Another 30 minutes or so spent listening to my knitting babble and possibly getting a bit tipsy. Hopefully you spent it well by being cozy, warm, and slightly amused. Maybe you even got some knitting or some spinning done. Many thanks to Melody, Kimberly, Jackie, Heather, Nicole, Jen, Melissa, Julie, Gina, Rosita, Ginger, Teresa, Sun Bunny's Love, Nut Bunny, the other Amanda, and Gigi for their comments on my blog the past few weeks. Love hearing your comments. Thanks also to Jackie, Nicole, Jen, Carol, and Gina for entering the UFO contest. Congratulations and happy birthday to Jen of the Red Curls blog for winning the contest. Wee! Yay! Lastly, thanks to Sue and Anne for their warm and lovely emails, and for Rosita for sending me the text audio. Will I ever figure out why the record button doesn't work? Who knows? Thanks to all of you for trying. Your comments and emails really make my day. Have a great week. And I'll talk to you next time. I will leave you with the sage advice of my 4-year-old. Yarn. Get yarn. Enough said. Happy knitting, guys, and see you next time.
That's the end.